You're listening to RadioVolta.org, a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center. If you have AOL Instant Messenger, you can instant message us to Volta Radio.
This song don't need violence for backup.
Testicle 1-2, testicle 1-2, testes 1-2, the reverend is in, starting pretty fucking soon. Yes, the penis mic works. Let me see. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes, the weapon of ass destruction works. And where's this other kind of penile looking one?
Hello.
Yes, this other phallic thing works. All right, all three of our weapons are working. Tapers, relay broadcasters, everyone else who gives a fuck. We will be starting any minute. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we have a very special show and a very special guest. We have John McCain and his new bong. And we're going to do some medicinal research to see whether it helps with people with serious brain damage. We're hoping that there is a positive outcome to this research. And if not, we'll at least have had fun in the process. And we have new music, and or new to us music, and miscellaneous goodies and surprises. So, without further ado, let us begin. Yes, a very sick reverend. You know, all those Christian fucks that write in like, oh, the reverend is so sick. Well, now they're right. The reverend has been for 4 days, but that's cool. Still want to do the show. So let us start off with a track from a trio who have been compared to Cream and a plethora of other powerhouse trios. They rock. They kind of master this soft to hard song build up, and some loud stuff, some soft stuff. Didn't know what to start with, so thought we'd start off with one of their more provocative tracks. This is Devi doing Demon in the Sack.
Yeah. looking through the bent back tulips to see just how the other half lives. Looking through a glass onion. I told you about the wars and me, man. You know that we're as close as we can be, man. Well, here's another clue for you all. The walrus was Paul. Standing on the cast iron show, yeah. Lady Madonna trying to make ends meet, yeah. Looking through a glass onion. Yeah.
is Halliburton Ernie, and it's so good to see a friend of Bush's and mine named John McCain sitting here ready to pack his bong and light it with the Reverend. It's very touching and brings a tear to my eye. And I just want to play him a tune from Little Steven's Underground Garage, Volume 3, The Coolest Songs in the World. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing the Killer Barbies doing a lovely track entitled Feeling Alone.
Hey baby, I can stop this pain. It's driving fast through my veins. Hey baby, why'd you run away? Can't things just be the same? Baby, help me. My heart is breaking. I want to see your face and your smile once again. Feeling alone is never fun. Hey baby, I have this feeling of being outside. Hey baby, feeling alone is never fun. Hey baby, don't wanna cry one more time. Hey baby, I'm not pretending to go insane. Just don't know which way to.
Bush administration is not sexy people. None of them. Not even Laura Bush, who I think Laura Bush is pretty, but you know her pussy tastes like Lysol. Do you see why I was disinvited to the Democratic National Convention? Because I'm dangerous. I speak the truth. I know there are a lot of mans in here who have no idea what pussy tastes like. Glad I know. never had none. Girl, never had, never will. Okay. Girl, I'm allergic. If I even have a little itty bitty tiny itty bitty piece of pussy, my throat will swell up. Oh girl, I could die. See, I got my bracelet. I don't want to give the impression that pussy has a pine aftertaste. Well, it's better than Barbara Bush. That's just straight up mothballs. That's a mouthful of Bengay. That's what that is. My whole face is numb. I can't. I'm probably gonna get shot. So enjoy it while you can.
There's a war coming down between my breasts and mine. I don't want no war. Going down tonight. Stop this.
Try! through 29 for violation of rule 35, the forbidden right to organize. They suffer the loss of their livelihood that night. That night, a city in terror on the thin blue line. A thousand plus walked off the job to support.
Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms for any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio 4 All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptist. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numnuts, war criminal, Enron ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush. God speaks through me.
He's the name that are all of my Mazenishitis and Earth Seops, Elfish, and all Elfish Dagger.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, for recording that almost always used for years intro, but without the coughing and hacking. So what you didn't hear in that recording was, of course, the song list for tonight. You heard Dropkick Murphys doing We Got the Power. Operation Ivy did Unity. Margaret Cho did Laura and Barbara Bush. Yes, she did do Laura and Barbara Bush from her comedy CD, Assassin. Before Margaret Cho, you heard Killer Barbies doing Feeling Alone. Baby Woodrose did Money for Soul. Big Linda did Green Onion from a new cover CD of the entire Beatles White Album, now 40 years old. And started off with Devi doing Demon in the Sack. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is McCain's Bong. And we are so ready. Let's see. We also have Mr. Ed here, along with Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. So, I think the show is off to a good start, judging from the looks of these other three. It's off to a good start. I don't want to get everybody else sick, but you kids play. Let's see, do we have any birthdays? We're saying happy birthday again, since it's only 3 days later, to John Sinclair, in the 60s, anti-war activist, writer in hippie and political underground newspapers, organizer, pot prisoner, political prisoner at one point, beneficiary of a John Lennon and Yoko Ono-led benefit to free him. More recently, in the film 20 to Life, and his own recently made DVD from his new home entitled John Sinclair's Alternative Guide to Amsterdam. The great now jazz, blues, and poet performer to this day, John Sinclair, his birthday 3 days ago. And he'd probably rather celebrate it on tonight's McCain's Bong show than last Sunday night's Mistress Sarah and Boot Boy John show. So happy birthday, John Sinclair. Happy birthday, anybody else whose birthday it is around this show. And let's see, what's the next show? Next week is on October 12th, we're doing Bailout for Citizens. Yes, the ultimate looting of the nation, the ultimate robbery, the greatest crime in history, the ultimate swindle, the absolute ravaging of the treasury is going to be acknowledged. And where are all these simpleton fucks who cry and moan about welfare for single mothers or people who actually need and live on a safety net program? They have been silent. sticking their own little undies in their mouths and shutting up and not a fucking peep as the economy that will most assuredly affect these morons as much as anybody else continues. And who is responsible for the bailout? The Bush regime, the hoes, and I mean no disrespect to actual hoes who do not deserve such a degrading comparison, the hoes of corporate America and Wall Street, such as McCain's Treasury advisor Phil Graham, other veterans of the savings and loan scam, and other hoes for corporate America, most especially from the Bush regime and McCain circles. We are going to deal with that extensively next Sunday night for the bailout for Citizen Show, October 12th. Coming up after that, Missionary Accomplished, another fun show to kind of break up all of the heavy-duty political themes. Let's see. In addition to Missionary Accomplished, will be Unbuckling the Bible Belt. And we'd like to make a film of that. People who want to act and participate in all these insane shenanigans. And there are more people who want to participate in this. So we actually are going to do one of these projects eventually. And I still want to make Rap Smear film, a combination of Rapture and Pap Smear, with, of course, Jesus himself appearing in it. Also coming up, Erection Day, of course. We have to do that every 4 years. After Erection Day, later in the month of November, we'll do another sacred traditional show, Happy Spanksgiving. And, of course, in December, we will do the Reverend's annual Holiday Tree and Balls special. And in January, the anniversary show, which I think is number 8 since 2001, but my brain is full of mucus. And the anniversary show and the beginning of a series after Inauguration Day, when we begin the first shows ever that weren't during the Bush regime, having started in January 2001, and not one show, but a whole series of something that should happen, the trial of George W. Bush. I'm just about to hack up a lung, so 1 minute of a break.
Project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center. My name is Cindy, and thanks for tuning in to another hour of my show, webcasting to you live every Wednesday evening from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here in the best city for live local music. And yes, it's Philadelphia. And please give a round of applause for none other than Origivation, who has a new show here on Radio Volta. We've got Brian, we've got Dominic, and you know what? You have to tune in every Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 to hear them, and then 9 to 10 to hear me. You know, I mean, it's a great fucking lineup on Wednesday night. Absolutely. I mean, what else are you going to do? Watch reality TV? Fuck that. You know, you got to tune into Radio Volta. It's the only other place to be on a Wednesday evening. It's not date night. You go, date night starts Thursday, okay? Thursday is the new date night. But anyway, tonight I do have a live interview with Ra, who was the winner of the first Tritone Open Mic Night hosted by the Absolute Zeros, who I absolutely love, and who was interviewed live on my radio show last Wednesday evening, and sponsored by none other than Radio Vota. Absolutely. So Ra will be with us momentarily. However, he just showed up. You know, you got to give people a chance to show up. And he had to go down to the corner store to get some juice. So in the meantime, I would like to start off the evening not just talking, you know, all by myself, but about his CD, The One Sun Lion Ra. And check him out. I have his information on my webpage here on Radio Volta. So just click on my icon on the homepage. I'm the cute one holding the microphone. And the CD is entitled Fire in the Sky. And I'm going to...
Okay. Nothing like a good hurling and nose blowing to make you radio ready. All right, so anyway, that's all the shit coming up. But tonight is McCain's Bong. And let's see, he looks like he's ready. He's sitting there in his diaper, still black and blue and red from last week's Mistress Sarah and Boot Boy John show. That was quite a beating that you took. I mean, that was more than just fun and playful role play. Even the POW role playing you two were engaged in, it looked pretty brutal. Like, isn't role play supposed to be like fun and, you know, maybe even like laughing, not like this?
Yo. This is a piece.
He doesn't talk. He just sits there like a vegetable. You two help me get him to talk. You're the stoner heads who can relate to him. All right, John, are you okay from last week?
Yeah. The economy is on its steady upswing recovery course.
No. How is your ass and how is your body after Mistress Sarah stepped on you with her heels and? Well, you know, everything that happened on last Sunday night show, which is now on radio4all.net.
I think we need to stay in the same direction that the president has led us on in the upcoming years so that we can even more fully recover.
You know what? He is really off track here. God. And Fox called him the master debater. Go figure. You guys help him like that. I can't smell anything. I am congested as fuck. All right. Easy, John. Easy. Is that your first hit ever?
I didn't inhale like Sarah and Clinton.
I don't give a fuck. Are you okay? You're coughing like me.
Oh, what was the question?
Here, help him. All right, you light it. Let him inhale it. You light the... whatever you're lighting. Thank you. Whoa, John. You look like an extra from a Cheech and Chong movie. Okay, how are you feeling? What's happening in your head?
I can see a nuclear mushroom cloud basking beautifully over the Nevada test site.
Oh, good God. I hope this isn't worsening him. He's even a bigger psychopathic madman. Light some more. Listen, you people who are against medical marijuana research, don't let this be a barometer for what happens when people who are severely mentally fucked up smoke marijuana. Are you ready to light some more? All right. You gotta help him. God, he can't even fucking stand. Alright. Are you ready? Light your lighter, please. Thank you. Yeah, hold the microphone near his face. Not just near the bowl. Hey, you okay, John? You're not going to make a mess and that depends, are you? All right, thank you. No, it's... yeah, I know it's Radio Volta, but... I get in enough trouble. All right. Okay, how do you feel now?
I feel like dancing to rock and roll.
Well, okay. All right. Well, you're safe here, so you can express yourself. You want to dance? Because we're going to play some music pretty soon. And I want you to feel free to, like, stand up, dance. Nobody can see you in your defense. And Mistress Sarah isn't here to rough you up any or to whip you or use that feather tickler thing she had last week during POW roleplay.
Oh, bring her back. She's so groovy.
John, I think that's all we're going to give you for now. You did say you wanted to dance.
I want Mistress Sarah to spank me right now.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll play a set and we'll call her. And in the meantime, feel free to dance or just loosen up and express yourself. I'm glad you liked the bong. And I'm glad this medicinal marijuana, which was strictly used in the show for research purposes, is doing a little bit of good to this globally dangerous sociopath. Okay, let's play a track by Benedict Arnold and the Traitors from their Star Spangled Bummer CD. This track is entitled Death Penalty for Pot.
Hey, man, it's a bummer about your cancer.
Yeah, man, like, I've been puking all night long, and this, like, marinara doesn't do damn thing.
How about a bong, man?
Sweet, dude. Hey, man, what's with the guys with the...
think a lot of artists don't.
Does anybody out there know that for the first time in American history, the U.S. Army was used in a war operation against the American people?
Yes!
Right near here, up in Humboldt County, about 200 miles north of San Francisco, right near a town called Shelter Cove, get this, 300 to 400 American GIs dressed and fully armed with the automatic rifles, armed for battle, fanned out on maneuvers through the woods, backed up by a dozen Black Hawk attack helicopters. The mountain people up there were frightened out of their wits. They thought there was a war going on, especially the ones who had soldiers kicking in the doors to their cabins and putting guns to their heads in front of their children. Why? Who was the enemy in this war? Not the communists, not Saddam Hussein, not Earth First or even the Spotted Owl. No, the enemy. They called out the army to put down secretly so as few people outside of Humboldt would get alarmed as possible. It wasn't even a person or an army or a terrorist group. It was a plant. The marijuana plant. And they actually did find a few for the GIs to pull up, and then they had to fly in more from the government stash so the pile would look big enough when they lit the bonfire for the network TV news cameras so they could say, yes, another triumph in the drug war. Drug war. War. The American army sent to war against the American people. And we're supposed to feel relieved and secure and protected. Protected from what? A lot of people with more guts than I'll ever have risked their life and limb all last summer at the Earth First Redwood Summer Action up in Humboldt County. They were chaining themselves to redwoods that were 3 times wider than they were spread-eagled. They were 800 years old as the saws buzzed right over their heads. They stood in the dirt as the bulldozers charged them and stopped right at their toes. Or people waved clubs at them, charged them with logging trucks, shotguns, you name it. All to try and save some of the last unspoiled virgin forest we have left anywhere in this country from being chopped down and made into toilet paper, TV guides, and the Weekly World News. On the other side, the loggers saying, what about our jobs? What about our families? What about our lives? You needed wood and cardboard to make those protest signs. We need fuel. We need paper. It's almost gone. Where are we going to get more? The answer for centuries has been right under our nose. Grow more pot. If we're serious about saving the earth, saving the ozone, and our freedom to go about saving the earth and the ozone, we should start by paying all those dirt poor coca farmers in South America and out of work loggers in Fortuna and Eureka and Midwest family farmers and Rust Belt families too to all get together and grow more pot. Why? Get ready for this. There's a book out. It's called The Emperor Wears No Clothes. The author's name is Jack Harar. It's published by Queen of Clubs. I think there's ads for it in High Times or Normal National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws. They could direct you to one, I'm sure. And in this book, among other places, it is written, before the 20th century, the marijuana plant provided almost all the world's paper, all the world's clothing and textiles, and almost all the world's rope. According to none other than the U.S. Department of Agriculture, you can make 4 times as much paper from an acre of marijuana hemp plants as you can from an acre of trees. And instead of chopping down all the redwoods in Humboldt County and turning Northern California and Oregon and Washington into Appalachia or the Sahara Desert, if you do it with hemp plants, you can just grow another crop a few months later and make more paper. At one quarter the cost of making paper from wood pulp, and only one-fifth the pollution. The ancient Romans knew this and grew it. Henry VIII made each farmer in Old England grow their share, because they knew if you want the strongest natural fiber there is, you all got to do your part for the king and grow more pot. And we did, too. Guess what Levi jeans were originally made out of? And guess what American flags used to be made out of? And guess what the early drafts of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were written on? And if that's too unchristian for you, guess what they made Gutenberg and King James Bibles out of? Guess what you can use to power a car? You can get at least four times as much cellulose to make gasohol or methanol from hemp stems as you can from a corn stalk, which along with solar energy would be a great way to avoid dying for oil in Saudi Arabia. In the 20s and 30s, most American cars and farm machinery had the option of running on gas or on methanol. Most racing cars still do run on methanol. And George Washington and Thomas Jefferson grew cannabis on their plantations and smoked it, too. In the 1760s in the American colonies, you could even be jailed for not growing pot, because that was part of the key to become economically independent from Britain. Hemp was legal tender in America, a substitute for money, from 1630 clear up until the early 1800s. And hemp seeds are a great source of protein, better than soybeans. And it's cheaper than soybeans, too. Or so says the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Marijuana is legal for medical use in 34 states. Used to treat glaucoma and pain caused by cancer. You can digest more protein out of a hemp seed than a soybean seed. It's even shown some signs of being able to combat herpes. And guess what kind of a parachute Mr. Drug War Junta Man himself, George Bush, used when he bailed out of that bomber in World War II? Hemp was illegal by then, but farmers were briefly ordered to grow it again in this country for the war effort and all, and the U.S. Army had their own stash all along in the colonies in the Philippines. So, how did everything get turned around so damn bad? Doesn't it strike you as a little dumb that we burn oil and choke ourselves and chop down all our trees and ruin innocent people's lives by branding them criminals and throwing them in jails or sending them off to drug camps or taking all their property and selling it before they're brought to trial? In the process, making crack and heroin cheaper and easier to get than pot. Why do we do this when we don't have to? Meanwhile, the police chief of L.A., Daryl Gates, gets front page approval for telling a U.S. Senate committee that pot smokers should be shot on sight. Because smoking pot is treason, because after all, it's illegal. Why was marijuana cracked down on? And why was it done so violently? Well, ready? In 1936, Popular Mechanics magazine hailed the invention of a new machine to process hemp, predicting that marijuana hemp would once again become the world's largest cash crop. This did not sit at all well with people like Hearst Paper Manufacturing, or Kimberly-Clark, or other cutthroat multinationals who happened to have large timber holdings. Didn't sit too well with tobacco barons, for obvious reasons. And it sure as hell didn't sit too well with our old buddies DuPont. Hemp processing uses only one-fifth the chemicals needed to process wood pulp, and DuPont had just patented a new wood pulp sulfide process. And DuPont's patented plastic fibers had just passed up hemp as the number two fiber next to cotton, and they wanted to keep it that way. And the last thing the big drug companies wanted was to lose their share of the ever-lucrative disease industry market to more affordable medicine made from marijuana or other natural ingredients because, check this out, you can't own and make money off a patent for medicine in this country unless the medicine has chemicals in it. If it's all natural ingredients, you can't patent it. Maybe that's why we don't have access to a cure for cancer or AIDS, or why the health food store I go to keeps getting harassed by federal authorities for selling herbal medicines. Meanwhile, guess who owns Congress? So, marijuana was outlawed in 1937. And they fanned the racism fires, playing the racism card just like they do when they want to crack down on rock and roll or rap or hip-hop or something like that. They said that smoking marijuana might cause you to fall under the influence of listening to jazz. I believe it was even said on the floor of Congress that marijuana had to be banned because smoking it might make a black man look at a white woman twice. And let's not forget that U.S. Treasury Department-funded documentary film called Reefer Madness. So marijuana was outlawed as devil weed in 1937. Only 53 years ago, it was legal. Need I say more on why our beloved fearless leaders go out of their way to censor our access to information so damn much? Can you imagine the mass outrage if this kind of stuff ever really got out? And people knew that this so big drug problem they keep reading about and hearing about is being caused by the government themselves? And people knew how easily each one of us individually could turn our ecological and human crisis around without resorting to Nazi bullshit like oil wars and drug wars just by saying no to George Bush? And people knew that the very companies that provide us with such crucial conveniences as Kleenex, paper towels, and junk mail have systematically and brutally rearranged every single one of our lives so that we are literally wiping our ass with our own future. And it doesn't have to be this way. I mean, I'll tell you, I do feel kind of funny saying all this because I used to be a pothead and I hate smoking this stuff. And the whole low-energy stoner deadhead vibe that comes with it. But you don't need to smoke pot to realize that the real drug problem in this country is not the drugs. And we can help solve our drug problems, crime problems, environmental problems, even our racial problems, if we say no to George Bush and get together and grow more pot. Yeah. Ever thought of what a sadomasochistic culture we really have? How much of our emotional pulse really revolves around pain? How many people cling to grim religions based on torture? Afraid to break the cycle out of fear of the unknown. It's so much more secure just to hate your own guts. Break down, kneel down, confess, and think of all the horrible things that are going to happen to you if you don't confess. It's a crime to open your eyes. It's a sin to look around and explore too far. Threats from above keep people whipped. Sadomasochism on a stick. And what do we talk about at parties to get attention? Pleasure? Love? We talk about pain. Like showing off the busted leg to the chums in the locker room or at the ski lodge. Or, look at all these gnarly scars I got when I wiped out on my skateboard. War wounds. Pain. The proof of purchase of adventure. I crashed and burned, therefore I am alive. When was the last time you heard someone reminisce about the orgasm?
they had the other day.
What kind of reaction do you think they'd get anyway? So far I hear, or say something like that at a department store, it might be, ooh, pervert, guards, take him away. Or in the ever more uptight sectors of our more political than thou underground scene, you might get the reaction, ew, sexist. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of what hip-hop artists like Ice-T or 2 Live Crew or the Ghetto Boys have to say about women, but I do think Ice-T has an interesting point. Imagine what life would be like if we all felt relaxed enough and comfortable around each other that a person of either sex could go up to somebody else of either sex that they secretly found attractive or radiant, lovable, in need of a hug, whatever, you know, male, female, female, male, 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 female, female. Just go up and come right out and say, hey, let's get butt naked and fuck. And if the other person responded by saying, no, I don't want to, it wouldn't be such a big, tense, shattering, horrible, degrading deal because the stakes wouldn't be raised so damn high that rejection wouldn't hurt so bad that the other person couldn't just immediately say, oh, okay, that's fine, let's just be friends then. Sure would eliminate a lot of uptight, stupid games. And that, to me, is why so many artists and rap and rock musicians who deal openly with sex and sexuality are being treated as political subversives. But no, you talk about that stuff just about anywhere today. What do you want to bet that the other people around you would kind of cringe and grow a little uncomfortable, maybe smile and go, heh, 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 hunting frantically in the corner of their eye, heh, heh, heh. Won't someone change the subject to something, anything else? It's just too taboo to talk pleasure in this arena. The person who does receives the pain of being shunned. Thus, the lesson is implanted. Fear is the teacher. Next time, think and feel in ways the others can relate to. Tales of wigging out on drugs won't make other people quite so jealous. Don't fight the current or you could be swept out to sea. Remember what sells versus what is untouchable. Avoid the hurt that comes with feeling icky. Filter your feelings through our orbit of pain.
Stop feeling pain.
Suddenly on the dead monitor came the crystal clear voice and vision of a beautiful woman. Green eyes, smooth skin, silken voice, voluptuous, sexy and mine. She was drifting alone, lost, wanted, and was about to dock with our ship. I looked at Johnny's black, jealous eyes, and I knew there was only one course of action. So I rammed my dagger into my best friend's heart.
Well, Johnny, Johnny, what we gonna do? Cause it's all coming down to me or you. She's my intergalactic girl. You wanna, but you can't stop feeling. She's my intergalactic girl. You wanna, but you can't stop feeling.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
Chested gold chains in the faces of patients and making racist jokes and jokes at the expense of patients with Medicaid and then denying them services. I like to go home after ripping off patients and staff by playing good trippy music. And even though I wore out my old Syd Barrett records, I have another one from a classic, also a guy who flipped out on too much psychedelics, Alexander Skip Spence, who was on the first Jefferson Airplane album playing drums, later in Moby Grape, and then after he, as they say, lost his mind, made some great solo music, including this classic release called Or. This is the first track entitled Little Hands.
Little hands. This is Mr. Scott with breaking news. God has decided to speak to the book burners once again. So without further ado, may I present God.
I left an orgy that included Marilyn Monroe and Helen of Troy because it is necessary to set some very urgent matters straight. I am dreadfully embarrassed by my inbred hillbilly representatives. They're all lying, cheating skanks and hypocrites with double standards anyway. None of these assholes speak for me. What kind of a fucknut would advocate abstinence-only education in these kinds of times? I saw the American Christian Taliban's fetus posters outside of women's health clinics, and I want to state the obvious. They are undercooked. Those people do not know how to cook a fetus to save their ass. It belongs in a crock pot and needs to be further browned before it is suitable for human consumption. I do not care what anyone's orientation is as long as they're an adult. You hear that, fucking priests? I am everywhere, and that includes in everyone's genitals. So I want a piece of all action, and I don't want the dickless and the non-functioning to be screaming about any flavor of such action. Since your fuckhead leaders are destroying the economy and what's left of the environment with greed, please use birth control. And fuck these clowns who say that I am on their side of a war or nationalistic border or a part of their bigoted point of view, or that I hate people going from one nation to the other. That is a reflection of the bigoted asshole who is doing the speaking and not of me. And finally, do you think I could ever in a billion years not be embarrassed by being the so-called mouthpiece by two of the most appalling candidates out of all of them, McCain and Pollen? They're crazier fucks than Ron Paul or Ross Perot. Think about it, mental caterpillars. Why would a supreme being and super evolved entity want to be represented by two idiotic psychopaths? This is God saying, enjoy the herb, respect what's left of the earth, make each other come, get good at massage, and, oh yeah, develop a better world based on cooperation, decentralization, and humanitarianism after you destroy the systems of greed and abuse. I gotta get back to Mary. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Let's go. Ready? From the top.
My favorite shows on TV have 12 minutes of advertising.
I can't get behind that kind of time.
Eat quickly, drive faster, make more money now. I can't get behind that.
My kids say, he said to me, and I'm like, and he's like, and she's like,
it's all he's all, she's all.
I can't get behind that kind of, like, English. That'll be 6 to 8 weeks before delivery.
The rising oceans, the warming temperatures.
The dying polar bears, no tigers in 50 years.
Rising poison in the air and water.
I can't understand. By the price of gas suddenly rises when oil goes up.
But takes months to go down long after oil falls.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind the gods, who are more vengeful, angry, and dangerous if you don't believe in them.
Why can't all these gods just get along? I mean, they're omnipotent and omnipresent. What's the problem?
What's the problem? What about the men who say, do as I do? Believe in what I say for your own good, or I'll kill you! I can't get behind that!
I can't get behind that! Everybody knows everything about all of us!
That's too much knowledge!
I can't get behind that!
Yeah, and what about student drivers using my streets to learn? If you learn to play the drums, you gotta go to a studio, go to a parking lot, for God's sakes! Why are you jeopardizing my life? I can't get behind a student driver.
I can't get behind a driver who drives like a student driver. If you're going to drive an urban assault vehicle, then get off the phone and keep your eyes on the road.
Lifetime guarantee?
Whose lifetime? Not mine. I haven't that much time left. Let's make it yours. Everybody's got a longer life than me.
The leaf blowers.
Is there anything more futile?
Car alarms.
Clap off.
Clap on.
Spam.
Size matters.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
no,
does.
It doesn't. No,
yes,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
My
yes,
phone
does.
Rings.
Make millions in minutes.
It's a computer.
Lose inches in hours.
Leave me the hell alone.
Eat more. Spend less.
The colonel is breakdancing. Give me a break.
Credit terms arranged.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind so-called singers. They can't carry a tune. Get paid for talking. How easy is that? Well, maybe I could get behind that.
Well, I can't. If you have to fix it with a computer, quantized, pitch corrected, and overly inspected, then you can't do it. And I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind a fat ass.
Yeah. Bill, can you turn around and do one more?
Always can do one more.
Let's hit it.
You heard William Shatner doing I Can't Get Behind That. Before that, Good News from God, as recorded and edited by Mr. Scott. Alexander Skip Spence did Little Hands from his Ur release, and I'll have to dig up the tribute CD of that called A Tribute to Ur, that is like that whole album done by other artists. Before Skip Spence, you heard the Chevelles doing Barbarella. Jello Biafra did Grow More Pot and Lost Orgasm from his third spoken word CD release entitled I Blow Minds for a Living from AlternativeTentacles.com, and started off with Benedict Arnold and the Traitors doing Death Penalty for Pot. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is McCain's bong. He looks so fucked up, it's not even funny. In fact, he looks like he's getting too stupid to even remember who his equally stupid co-ticket person is. But let's see if he knows. Hey. Hey, are you awake? Who are you running with again?
Agnew.
Is that Agnew? The woman with the glasses and the animal blood in her teeth?
No, Jane Fonda.
And you're running with Jane Fonda for president? I thought it was somebody else. I thought it was somebody from Alaska that believes she sees Russia from her house. And
my running mate. She's Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. You're running with Ann Coulter as the vice president? I thought she was still doing SNMX with Bill O'Reilly.
No. No, I can't run with her then. Really? Will she do it with me?
I am sure she would. After all, you did fuck the entire economy up, you and your friends. And she likes things like that. And you hallucinate angels and hear voices. So you have a lot in common. okay. Do you remember who you are running for president with? In other words, you run for president. So another person has to be running with you as a candidate for vice president. Do you understand?
Are you going to like this?
All right. Like that for him, please. If nothing else, it's fun watching them. All right, light it. God, he sounds like he's coming. Okay, how do you feel?
Hey, you're Reverend Bookberg.
Yeah, no shit. Are you enjoying being here? Do you like it here at Radio Volta? I mean, I know it's not one of your eight or so mansions. It used to be a squat. But,
oh, lovely pictures on the wall. Who is that? A jazz musician? Oh, she's really beautiful.
Yeah, that's, I can't read her name from here. And, it is Smokey, but, I think she plays folk guitar. She was on a DJ Cindy show. But anyway, okay, you're having fun, and you like it here at Radio Volta. Would you like to stay here tonight? And can you get rid of all those weirdos in suits?
Okay, well, I have to call somebody.
Okay, well, we'll call the person. Who do you have to call?
She said to call her.
All right, who? Cindy McCain, your wife?
Who?
Cindy, your what? Your second wife, the druggie.
No, I don't call her.
Okay, well, who do you want to call? Somebody else? Well, what is her name, and we'll call her. You want us to call Ann Coulter?
No, don't interrupt her and O'Reilly.
Okay, well, if you tell us who, then we'll call her.
My dominatrix.
Mistress Sarah?
Yeah.
Well, look at this man wiggling in his Depends. Okay, you want us to call Mistress Sarah. What do you want us to say?
Tell her I love her. And tell her I want her to come here and bring fresh killed meat and her toys. Tell her to bring the fake bear trap.
Well, you two are into stuff I never heard of. Alright, alright. There's John the Craptist. Give him the number, and he'll call it. Or better yet, tell him the number, or pull out a piece of paper, some way where he can know what it is, and he'll dial it, and you can talk to her, and you can tell her to come back to Radio Volta, after last week's merciless Mistress Sarah and Boot Boy John session, including the almost unwatchable POW role-playing, and tell her to come back again this week for the rest of your show.
Okay.
You want another hit?
What's that? No, don't hit me.
No, no, I'm not going to hit you, you goon. Do you want to smoke more from your bong?
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, help him. Put the penis mic near the bowl. No, I'm holding the weapon of mass destruction. Well, not right now, but yes, put the penis mic near the bowl. Thank you. And put the other one near McCain's face. He won't know. Yeah, the one that really does look like a penis. Yeah. I know he'll be asking for Rush Limbaugh. All right. Ready? All right. Hold the mic near it and then light the bowl for him. All right. John, put your mouth over it as if you were trying to suck Rush Limbaugh. Like a pro. All right. Ready? All right. All right. Start sucking. Okay, do you have anything to say before we play some more tunes? This is most interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, but listen, before we play songs. God, I feel like this is more like a experiment with vegetables. Okay, The Awakening Part 2. Alright, John. I know you're stoned and you're fantasizing Mistress Sarah and you're wearing a diaper, but I just want to ask you a couple of questions and please answer honestly. Okay, do you want to fuck the people of America out of another $1 trillion? Okay, I'll rephrase. Do you want to rip off the American people for more money?
Not right now.
Well, okay. Okay, not right now. He's honest. He probably will tomorrow. Okay. If you were president right this minute and had your finger near the nuclear button and had nuclear war decision-making powers and other thoughts that totally fuck my head up, would you at all be inclined to use them because you or your dominatrix got pissed off?
I don't want to hurt anybody. Can't we all just get along?
Oh, I'm liking this. You know what? Keep him smoking while we play songs. I don't care if this is the only night in his life when he's not, like, globally dangerous. Refill that. Light it up for him. Check his diaper. And we'll get back to you guys after this next set of songs. All right. Yeah, light the bowl up so we can play Storm Orphans. doing their cover of a Black Sabbath tune entitled Sweet Leaf. All right, light it up.
Smash! and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire. We'll be right back.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. Sure, you may be getting a lot of laughs out of seeing my friend and longtime associate John McCain after he smoked a bong here on this show. And I can admit on this show, because it won't go any further, that I still enjoy an occasional toot of coke and some alcohol. One time even falling down and banging my face and blaming it on choking a pretzel. But he is still a man who is going to have a steady hand at the helm of our weapon systems, economy, and environment. And I know that you are going to trust in him in the same way you've given me trust twice. Well, actually, I stole it. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
I'm sorry, but I'm out of KY jelly. Never mind sugar, we can catch the early movie. We'll be right back.
Things will notice. Vote your resentment, say you get up on it. Learn wrong sides, his moral values are true. First they burn the books and then they come after you. Things will get worse, never. Things will get better. Stop paying old disasters to teach the slow learner. Red, white, and bullshit. 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 Bullshit.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a special one and a unique kind of award presentation tonight. Sunday, October 5th, 2008 at RadioVolta.org. ReverendBookburn.com and RadioForAll.net. Tonight, our recipient is more than just a group of recipients, but more an abstract. Yes, especially since it's erection season, we are going to hear about distractionary issues. We are going to hear, oh, we have to get all jazzed up about medical marijuana and fight those evil potheads. Or we have to get jazzed about song lyrics. Or we have to get jazzed about naughty entertainment. Or whether or not a presidential candidate is secretly a Muslim, which of course is total horseshit. But we end up having to waste time discussing irrelevant distractionary issues. To the people who take the focus off of the war crimes and unprecedented corruption of the last 8 years, the economic looting and environmental death that is greater than what could have been done with a weapon of mass destruction, the creators and the perpetrators of such distractionary issues in the corporate media, the pundits, the hate radio hosts, from Limbaugh to O'Reilly to Savage, to the corporate newspapers, and everybody who gets people distracted by irrelevant and side issues, you are asshole of the week. You know, we lost our fart sounds. Well, doesn't matter. Let's see what the people heard. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Report suspicious activity did two songs, Under the Hill and Subtle. Revolting Cox did Do You Think I'm Sexy. Social Distortion did Ring of Fire. Johnny Cash did Ring of Fire. And started off with Storm Orphans doing Sweet Leaf. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been McCain's Bong. And that motherfucker looks like he is ready to pose like the Pope. Not the current pedophile queenpin, but, you know, the one that they laid out in that big red Santa suit, like motionless and on a kind of a necro display. Yeah, look at him. Do me a favor, check his pulse. All right. Hey, John. Do you want to wake up and smoke another bong? All right, I'm liking the outcome of this. I mean, even if it's like one day out of his life when he's not a raging psychopath who wants to kill and destroy and maim and loot his entire nation of people. I mean, that's way worse than a street thug. and get all crazy on us. For one night, I think this alone is a very powerful testimonial in favor of medical marijuana. Not that tonight really dealt with his medical conditions, and he does have quite a few, but also his rather unfortunate mental condition. Now, he has shown signs of everything from schizophrenia to sociopathology to borderline personality disorder to schizoaffective disorder and possibly a half a dozen more, but I digress. Whatever the diagnosis would be by an unbiased doctor, and whatever the severity of said condition, which, face it, is pretty fucking extreme, not to mention that of his associate, then I think the effect of tonight's research has been just fucking mind-boggling. So, I want to reiterate the support on The Reverend Is In for medical marijuana. And I guess that we should add mental marijuana as well, since probably one of the most extremely fucked up humans of the entire species, of the entire world, possibly one of the top 1,000 fucked up humans in all of history, TNW and the Grand National Looters, actually International Looters and Robbers and Destroyers. And certainly Reagan and both Bushes and Bush grandfather are among the top fucked up of all time as well. Then this is possibly the most powerful testimony ever, probably the most spectacular research ever, to the mental marijuana benefits as well as the medical marijuana benefits. Now, to consider the opposing point of view, I will concede that, yes, McCain remains in a diaper, but I think that's mostly because he thought he was going to play around some more with Mistress Sarah, like on last week's show, which you can hear now for free at radio4all.net. But this has shown that if an extreme sociopath and global danger person like John McCain can benefit from the use of marijuana, then so could many other people in need and who don't have access to expensive, non-deductible health care. So, you know what to do for those in need. I'd like to thank Pastor Rex Cat for helping with tonight's show, Green Eyes, Mr. Scott, including his recording of the good news from God, Jessica Ask Me, Mistress Morning Glory, Pastor Whoremaster, John the Craptist, and so many others who helped with tonight's show. And everybody who helped the Reverend medicinally during this time of not quite a week worth of sickness. Next week on the Reverend is in October 12th, bailout for citizens. After that, missionary accomplished, unbuckling the Bible belt, Erection Day, Happy Spanksgiving, the Reverend's annual holiday tree and balls special in December, the 8th anniversary show in January, and of course, after Inauguration Day, not one show but a series, the trial of George W. Bush. Write to the Reverend at Rev Bookburn, no period, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Check out the updates and goodies always at reverendbookburn.com, updated today. YouTube channel, youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. And we will be back with goodies next week. And if there are any developments or bites from people involved in film regarding the film projects, you will be the first to know, and it'll be at reverendbookburn.com as well, along with all of the great video and articles links. Keep an eye out open for Larry Flint's next porn film starring a Sarah Palin lookalike, supposedly called Nailin Palin, or Nailin Palin, and you know that's going to be great. And Bill Maher's Religulous is out now, and haven't seen it yet, but heard from people whose opinions are reliable that it is well worth seeing, Religulous, in theaters now by Bill Maher. And of course, check out the DVDs and the incredible, phenomenal CDs at alternativetentacles.com. Way over time, but well worth it. Sick as fuck, but that's okay. It was an honor and a pleasure to do this mental marijuana research with John McCain. We're going to wake him up Turn him on to a couple more hits and then let him fall again. And I'm not checking his diaper. I'm going to let Pastor Whoremaster do that, or John the Craptist. We're going to play one closing tune and get out of here. This is from a compilation of all women punk bands or women-fronted punk bands. It's volume one of Put Some Pussy in Your Punk. The track is by Cookie and is entitled Wild Ride. Good night. Kiss my rubber.